You are now plugged into the Power Mode Podcast with DJ Marathon and friends.
Welcome to Around the Way, a segment on the Power Mode Podcast, where we keep you connected with Kingdom news, events, concerts, movies, and more. We are your pulse for everything revival, sharing testimonies of what God is doing worldwide. Here is what's happening around the way.
Around the way, we are in Orlando, Florida. I want to welcome everybody tuning in around the world, especially on Alliance TV. Where, man, God's just opening up this platform in so many beautiful ways. And you know what? This segment right now is opened up international as well. We have Moms in Prayer International, and it's a transforming type of ministry. It transforms lives. It impacts children, schools worldwide, around the world, through the power of a mother's prayer. The mission is simple but bold, okay? To see every school covered in prayer. That sounds simple, but trust me, it's been around for 40 years. We've witnessed the unstoppable move of God as women united globally to lift up the next generation. We have my sister in the studio with us. Sister Tina, how are you?
Great. I'm doing great. Thank you, Ray. And thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, this is such a blessing. So this particular segment, we like to talk about revival and what God's doing around the world. Mm-hmm. Please share with us, how is God doing this, and how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, God is amazing. So Moms in Prayer International, as you said, impacts children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. And you know, Ray, everywhere around the world, no matter where you go, a heart of a mom is the same. And we have hearts for our children and want to pray. And what God is doing, that he started with just one mom at first who was a little nervous about sending her kids to junior high. And she thought, well, I need to pray for my kids. So she grabbed another friend, and just those two moms would pray each morning while their kids would go to school. And now that's ended up in groups in over 150 countries worldwide. So God is amazing how he just, you know, takes the two moms and has multiplied it all over the world. And now we have not just moms in prayers, but teachers in prayers and teens in prayers. And it's just incredible.
Grandma's, yeah, I was on praying. The website. You got a podcast, you have training, you have a whole bunch of resources, prayer calendars, Bible studies, language resources. Mm-hmm. Like, it's opened up to a lot of different areas where you guys can pray together. And that's the beautiful thing, right?
It's amazing. The fellowship you have with other women as you pray, when you're praying for their child and the school, it's just amazing.
Now, the power of prayer, as we know, is literally a source of power. So there's all kinds of different prayers, right? Like, we have prayers that we give God thanks, prayers and thanksgiving. We have prayers for miracles. You have an intentional prayer for these kids.
Yes.
Share with us some examples.
Yeah, so this is what I found the beauty of Moms in Prayer. And it has totally changed my life, my prayer life as a mom. I'll first talk about the structure of Moms in Prayer and then kind of how I started. But, well, actually, when I started praying, I would just come with my to-do list for God. I'd come to him in prayer and say, Lord,
let me raise my hand up. I kind of still do that.
My child needs this. I need this and that and the other, you know. But Moms in Prayer has taught me to pray like Jesus told us to pray when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We start every Moms in Prayer group with praise. That is one of the first steps. We have an hour we come together, and the leader will read an attribute of God. We focus on one particular attribute for that week, and the leader will read the definition of what that is, and then we go into a praise time. So let's say the attribute is God is our good shepherd. Mm-hmm. You know, we would read scripture that goes along with that, and then we would praise God according to that attribute, that character trait. And what that does is we all come in to this prayer hour with problems that we want to pray for. And when we start with praise, it takes our focus off the problems up to the problem solver. He's sovereign over everything. And honestly, by the time we get done with this praise time, we forget what we're even going to pray for sometimes.
Right, because you're just in the spirit.
Just the Lord, just the Lord's presence just comes to us, and because we're just exalting Him, honoring Him. But He is the Good Shepherd, and Isaiah 40:11 says He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in His arms and carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young. That's us. Those are our kids, Lord. So when we focus on who He is, it's just an amazing time. So the Lord's presence comes into with each of us. Mm-hmm. And then we move into a second step of quiet confession, because we want to have a clean heart before we start interceding for our children. So the leader will just segue into quiet confession, and we just ask the Lord just to empty our hearts. If there's any obstacles there, remove them. And then we're ready to come into a time of thanksgiving, thanking Him for what He's done. And this is a third step of prayer. So as you can see, very strategic. We thank God for what He's doing in the lives of our children. It's a time where we have answered prayer we share. And if there's a new mom that maybe she feels apprehensive of praying about something, and she hears, oh, this was an answered prayer for them. If God's done that for them, He's going to do it for me. So that's thanksgiving, and then we go into our intercession. And we, if it's a large group of moms, we'll separate into just groups two or three, and we wash our children with the word. We put our child's name within the scripture and just kind of pray on that back and forth. So an example would be, let's say we're praying for you, Ray, and we would just say, may Ray not lean on his own understanding, but lean on the Lord.
So you use the word of God.
We use the word of God.
So you meditate and pray on the word of God.
Right.
And you say, you know what, we're going to apply this word in prayer and ask God, Lord, please cover them.
Yes.
With your word.
Exactly. And then there's just a back and forth of just covering that one child. And then the next person goes, and we put
that
their name
hard.
In the scripture.
That hits hard. I'll tell you why. Because many don't realize that mothers aren't just nurturers. They're gatekeepers. You know what I mean? There's power when a mother speaks the word over her home. Speaks the word.
It's the word.
Over her home. Not just a prayer, but speaks the word over her home. So I like that you guys take on that and say, you know what? We're going to go ahead and speak the word over these children. Speak the word over these homes. Speak the word over these schools, wherever God leads you to pray. Proverbs 31:27 says, she watches over the affairs of her household. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, yeah, we take that promise of the Lord, and it's nothing we can do. It's what He does. And it aligns our heart with His will, because we're praying His word. It's not just opinions or whatever comes out of our mouths. It's the word of God over those kids, and it's bringing His kingdom here on earth. So
that's beautiful. Now, you've been doing this for a long time. Obviously, you're a praying mom. how many children do you have?
So I have two boys. Now they're 21 and 25, and I've been praying with them since they were in elementary school.
That's that age, right?
Yeah.
Well, ever since elementary, but that age where you could start seeing some fruit come back.
Absolutely.
Praise God. You know, let me ask you this. How can you explain spiritual warfare in a mother's prayer life?
Well, I'll tell you. It's a battle. And as a young mom, I didn't know any of this. I knew the Lord. I came to the Lord. I was learning how to pray. But like I said, it was just my needs I was praying with. But the further along I got, and it was actually through this Moms in Prayer group, the more God started showing me what's really happening in the schools. That it's not about, you know, you get a new mom and they're going to pray that their son or daughter does well on the math test, or they'll meet a friend at lunch. And we pray for these things. But when you start seeing what they're being taught at school, the confusion that's going on within the schools, you know, with what's going on in the culture, which I don't need to talk about that.
Well, we already know, right?
We already know. So we are battling for the lives of our children, that they will follow the Lord's ways and not get pushed out into the world's ways. So every time we get on our knees, yes, we're crying out for the Lord's light, His truth, to bind the enemy. He teaches us, we learn that through Scripture, Amen. That we have authority, not little old me, but we have authority in Jesus and His what He did on that cross by His blood, that He already is victorious over the enemy. And we can cast the enemy out. We can bind the enemy from our kids. And Jesus does that for us.
He does. And it reminds me of the way you were led, because Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh mm-hmm. and blood, but against principalities mm-hmm. and high places." And you're like, it's not just so much that we're praying, yeah, a good grade sounds good.
Right.
You know, that's great. I want that, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's the culture.
Right.
It's what the professors or what the teachers exactly. are putting into their heads. When you put something in, when you're giving them the word of God at home, then they mm-hmm. got to go out and get something right. else from somewhere else. You're like, no, we got to cover our kids everywhere. Not just at home, not just through the phone, not just on the TV,
exactly.
but exactly where they're at. And they spend more time in school than they do
exactly.
anywhere.
Exactly. And you know, when they're home, when they're toddlers, you're with them. You're teaching them everything about the Lord, teaching them the right way to go. But when they leave that house, they are in school for 8 to 10 hours a day. Some kids are in aftercare. They're there getting influenced by the culture. And, you know, one scripture that has always stuck with me, Jeremiah 33:3, that says, "The Lord says, call to me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know." And I held on to this as a young mom because I didn't know the first thing about parenting. You know, you love your children.
Come with a guidebook?
No. Yeah, the guidebook is our Bible,
right?
But I didn't know that at first. And just through prayer, you know, prayer is how we communicate with God. And He's sovereign over it all. So He calls us into that relationship. He wants us to pray. So He knew how worried I was in sending my kids to school. And it's amazing that He brought me to a place where I could fellowship with other moms and pray.
How important do you think, and I'm saying this because the ministry has been around for 40 mm-hmm. years, and then Praying Moms have been around since the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So, but how important is it for us to understand the consistency of mm-hmm. a praying mother?
Yeah. That's it. The Bible says pray continuously, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with Moms in Prayer, we meet just 1 hour a week. It's that once a week. But it's the resources they give you, and you learn the proper way to pray, the effective way of prayer. But more than that, it brings you into a relationship with the Lord. And then it's just constant. Like, I feel that nudging on my heart. It's just become part of my life, right, Lynn? I mean, we pray. It's continuous.
That's beautiful. You know, the reason I brought that up is because just learning about the ministry, it's just mm-hmm. not a group of people praying.
No.
It's not like, okay, so, you know, we at Launch Radio, we have a group of people praying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not teaching them how to pray. Mm-hmm. We all come in, we decide to come pray, eat, and we probably eat and talk longer than we pray. I'm not going to lie to you. But you're not saying that. You're saying, mm-hmm. no, there's resources. There's different languages. There's there's things tied into this.
Right.
And so by you being part of the ministry, you said as a young mom, mm-hmm. you were like, I was new to this.
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed? I wouldn't say your identity, but how has that changed your view? And how has that changed you to become a better prayer warrior and even mm-hmm. just a better mom?
Yeah. Oh, it totally changed me. First off, when I did come to a group, I was a little bit intimidated because we do pray out loud with one another. But then, you know, the Lord just through the Holy Spirit lays these things on your heart. So you just, you want to pray and you learn how to pray. So in my own time at home, gosh, the Lord would just say, come, you know, I would still worry. I would worry about my kids and what they were doing. And I would just feel that nudging of the Spirit, come to me, cast your cares upon me. And I would just continuously be praying. I would pull out the prayer sheets out just because I needed that word in front of me. I didn't have the scripture memorized yet. So through the years, it's changed me. It's allowed me, I think the biggest thing is to trust the Lord and His Holy Spirit to work through my kids, because I can't always be that. I can't control them. They are out of the house. They're on their own. They're, you know, in college.
Men.
Yes. They, and
well, they're men, right? Like,
yeah. And there's no greater joy for a mom or parent to know their children are walking with the Lord, because when they're walking with the Lord, we don't worry about them anymore. So I went from a mom who was hovering over my kids, I was at every meeting, every sporting event, everything, you know, trying to be the best mom, but also I was a little bit too much sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I've had to learn to let go when they became older. And
so this
God
this,
just said, trust me, you know.
Right. So being part of this organization, mm-hmm. being part of a ministry that's intentional.
Yes.
Right. I would say you pray on purpose with a purpose.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So here you are. It's taught you. Mm-hmm. It's actually like you're praying for others.
Yeah.
But in the midst of that, God, he refined you and mm-hmm. shaped you.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Okay, what would you say, and I say this because you've mentioned that you were like, well, I wasn't prepared for all this, mm-hmm. in a sense, like, mm-hmm. I didn't come with the only God book was Jesus, mm-hmm. but never really prayed. What would you say to the mom who feels disqualified or too broken to be a praying mom?
Oh my gosh.
Do you come across that a lot?
Yes. And they want prayer, but they're a little nervous about coming into a prayer group of some seasoned moms that have been around a lot. Mm-hmm. But I could tell you so many stories about a mom if they're feeling that nudge that they want to come to pray. They come, and first off, we make them feel, these moms, so welcome and loved. We pour that love on them because we were there too, you know, especially a young mom. But I can remember I was in a group for a while at my boys' school, because it went from K to 12. And I didn't become a leader till later on. And we had the same women, and we would just pray that the Lord would multiply and send us more moms. But we had this same, it was like five of us every year praying. And then all of a sudden we have a new mom come in who was very reluctant, and just chatting with her. And the time we went into intercession, I was praying with her, putting her child's name in the scripture, and she just started crying. And we all were crying, because there's nothing like hearing another mom pray for your child.
Wow.
And in their name, putting them in the scripture. She had never had that. She never experienced that. And she was struggling. Her child was struggling. And for us to be praying over her like that, she just was so overwhelmed. And you know how that woman leads that group. Because my kids soon graduated. And then you don't stop praying. You keep praying forever. So that's the beauty of it. But, you know, God is the one that brings the heart of a mom to him. And if he wants them in this ministry, he will bring them. And that group now has about 12 women in it at that particular school. So he's growing groups all over.
So that's beautiful.
Pretty amazing.
Well, we got a couple minutes left. I would love for you to share how people could get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And how much, of course, it's grown. It's 150 different mm-hmm. countries. It started here in Orlando.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And over 700 schools.
Yeah, 700. And there's more schools being built all the time. Like, we get a list every September on our new school list. And there's four women here that are leading in the area that help do reach out, help get a new mom started, or tie her into an existing group, depending on the area. So how a mom would get involved is they can just go to the website, which mm-hmm. is momsinprayer.org, or they can send an email to fl@momsinprayer.org. And they can just say, you know, I'm interested in finding a group. That will go to our headquarters, mm-hmm. and they will email the person whose area they live in. If they live in East Orlando, it'll come to me. And I'll reach out and I'll say, hey, thank you for your interest. Would you like to go get a cup of coffee? It's very personal.
It's beautiful.
We meet, and so we have
a lot of listeners out west.
Okay.
We have people in Sacramento and Colorado Springs.
Oh, so, we have groups all over there. So if they go to the website and they're interested, like I said, there's area coordinators and regional coordinators in that area as well. And they will tie them into either an existing group or show them how to lead a group.
It's international. If you guys are catching this overseas,
anywhere,
visit the website. We'll put the website in the description as well. But behind every breakthrough that I've had, my mom was praying.
Mm.
Now, it's Jesus that gets the glory.
Yes. Oh,
but a
yes.
praying mom is a very powerful mom. I straight away got myself in some deep trouble, and my mom's still faithful to pray. So you may never see a mom in the spotlight because the spotlight belongs to God.
Yeah.
But moms that are praying for their children, it's a beautiful thing. And you'll see every grown gladiator, basketball player, football player, boxer. Yes. Mom, yes. I love you. When moms pray, chains break.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
When moms pray, yes. schools
We've seen
shift.
A lot. Yeah.
All right. When moms pray, destinies are rewritten. Mm. Don't ever underestimate the prayer of a praying mom on her knees.
Yes, Lord.
Because she's standing in the gap for the generation. Because a good man changes the home. The home changes the block. The block changes the community. Mm-hmm. The community changes the town, changes the city, changes the county, changes the state, and it changes the nation.
Yeah.
So it's so important for a mom out here. Your kids may be grown up.
Mm-hmm.
You may be a grandma.
Yeah, my mom prays every week with us.
You're a mom.
She prays for her grandkids.
You don't have to have children
no.
that are in elementary school.
Oh, no.
All right, so this is a ministry that...
It's all moms,
it's
grandmas.
It's all moms.
And that's single moms, you don't have to be married.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
The world may not always notice, guys, but hell definitely takes notice. So pray for these. Pray for these. What's that?
What's that scripture? Many are the children of the desolate, right?
Many are the children of the desolate. Sorry, I didn't have your mic on. No, you're okay. That's absolutely true. And I believe that you can visit the website, guys. I really want to encourage you not only to be part of it if you want to be part of it, but this is a nonprofit. And you have a donation little hit page on there? How's that work?
No, they can if they like. Just go on the website.
So if you're a man out there, I just want to encourage all the men of God out there to support the ministry the best way you can. Share it with a friend. Heck, share it with an enemy. Because they may need some prayer, guys. So if you're a mom listening right now, or you know one, remind her. Her prayers are building legacies, uprooting strongholds, and watering seeds she may never see bloom, but God does.
Yes, he does.
Well, it was a pleasure having you
in. Thank you so much.
Man, that was a really good insight. I want to give a big old shout out to my sister, Lynn. Love you very much. She's here. She wasn't mic'd up. She's in front of a mic, and I did not have it mic'd up. Keep it locked here, guys. Make sure you check out the description. Check out the website and reach out. But first, reach up, and then you reach out. In Jesus' name, guys, we love you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to the Power Mode Podcast. Powered by faith, fueled by grace. If you didn't catch us live on the radio, don't worry. We got you covered. New episodes drop every Tuesday on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Be sure to subscribe, share it with someone who needs it, and stay connected with the move of God through the Word of God. Until we meet again, may His grace guide you, His power sustain you, and His love surround you. Be blessed and be a blessing.